Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Tyler Cupp, broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk.
Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon. And good afternoon for another edition of our Straight Talk program, broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Also with us today is Anderson Griggs Investment in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at grantandersongriggs.com. Also with us today is Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And by Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, with me today is a friend. Of course, we have a lot of friends that come on Straight Talk, but she is a veteran of this program and a veteran of Palmetto Mornings and a partner with WRHI and OTS Media. She is the executive director of Max Abilities. She is Michelle Schaefer. Michelle Schaefer, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you, and there's a lot to discuss. You know, you come on Palmetto Mornings once a month with the partnership that we have, and want to thank you for coming on again for the 2025-26, did I say that right, fiscal year? That's how you guys say it.
We do.
But, you know, you talk about some of the different events and some of the things that Max Abilities has coming down the pipe. There's a lot to discuss here in terms of the behind the scenes and the inner workings. So let's first start a little bit about you. Talk a little bit about Michelle Schaefer.
Well, I have lived in the Rock Hill community now for 18 years. It's hard to believe how time flies. But I've been doing this work for 41 years. So some folks I lost right there because I've done this longer than they've been breathing. But really enjoy the job, really enjoy the community that I've been a part of for these number of years. And we're really excited to talk about all of the fun and enriching activities that Max Abilities brings to the community.
Well, and let's go right there. For those that don't know, what does Max Abilities do? What do they do, and what is the mission?
Max Abilities provides services to people who have a variety of disabilities, and their individualized supports, depending on what the person needs to help them maximize their life, however that, you know, is meaningful to them. We have services that start at birth if someone's at risk of a disability. We have services that are ancillary and supportive to kids when they're in school. We have adult services when folks get out of the school system. If you want to work, we have something for you. If you want to just hang out and have social activities with friends, we have that too. And of course, for folks who need residential supports, we operate 28 residential programs throughout the county.
So I'm going to ask you a question that may seem obvious, but it's going to be a segue to a big topic.
Sure.
How is Max Abilities funded for what you guys do?
Well, we're funded. We have a contract with the State Department of Disabilities and Special Needs.
See what I did there?
I do see that segue. And but we are the contractors with them, but the funding comes through the Department of Health and Human Services.
So there have been some changes at the state level that, quite frankly, have not been covered as much, not just from local outlets, but I think from statewide outlets, about the changes that have actually happened here with, you know, how you guys operate your business and how other organizations across the state operate their business. Is that right?
Sure. In April, the governor signed legislation, it's called S2, that consolidated three local agencies, or three statewide agencies, let me back that up, that also have local affiliations. And the three agencies that were consolidated were the Office of Mental Health, or the Department of Mental Health, the Department of Disabilities and Special Needs, and DAOTIS, which was the Department of Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Services. And those were three freestanding state agencies. And on April 28th, when that bill was signed, they were consolidated into a new agency that's called the Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. And there are now three new offices at the state level, the Office of Mental Health, the Office of Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities, which is who we contract with, and the Office of Substance Abuse Substance Use Services. Sorry. And this was done really to just try to restructure at the state level to cut out some of the red tape that people that might need services from more than one agency experiences when they go to get assistance. I just wanted to come on today. We don't really have a lot of information. It was an immediate change, and it is in effect today. But as far as local impacts, there haven't been any.
Okay.
Other than name changes, other than not calling the Department of Mental Health or the Department of Disabilities and Special Needs, you're going to be calling those new names. But beyond that, that's really been the only change so far. I'm sure as time goes, there'll be additional shifts and changes, but I just want families that receive services from our agency to know the services that you had on April 27th, you still have today. And really nothing has changed as far as business as usual locally. But as changes, you know, are made over time, we'll be sure to let folks know. And we don't anticipate any day-to-day real issues that families would, you know, experience in the negative way as this moves forward. But we did want to just share that it did happen.
Is it more of a, you know, an organizational behind-the-scenes thing that you guys have to deal with? I mean, I know we talked about it a little bit, you know, off air, but you still haven't received anything. I guess it's really just how they're labeling things at the state level. Is that right?
It's really new. And so at this point, that's about all we've gotten as far as changes is verbiage, you know, as far as what agencies are called. Again, I'm sure that that will change. But as of now, we really haven't gotten any specific information that would change how we do things day to day. So families, you're good. We just wanted to make sure that folks were aware of that.
Last thing on this, obviously you communicate with a lot of the agencies similar to Max Abilities, you know, statewide. What are they saying about this? Are you guys all just kind of up in the air like, listen, we're going to continue to do what we do until we get more information on it?
We are, and that's what we've been told. Just continue business as usual, and that's what we've been doing. And we have faith that we'll get good information, and I would rather have good information than fast information. So,
right. right.
But we just did want folks to know that it was out there, it was on the news, but then they haven't heard anything additionally.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes in the absence of information, you know, people can get nervous or feel like they're vulnerable in some way, and we don't want that either.
Or things may be changing, but business as usual with Max Abilities and what you guys do. This is something that you're very excited about, something I'm excited about because you wanted to do some marketing and some ads for this. Tell me about this Infinite Futures ABA. Tell me about this program.
Sure. If folks listening have family members that are on the spectrum or they're on the spectrum, they can recognize how difficult it can be to access ABA service. That's Applied Behavior Analysis services for young folks who have a diagnosis of being on the autism spectrum. And that's our greatest increase on our service list is people requesting this service. And it's, you know, it's out there. There are some really good services that are in town. However, if you only have Medicaid, it can be a challenge to access the service. It's not the highest paying insurance company. And so a lot of the folks that we support, that's the insurance that they have. So our approach to this is a little bit different and a little bit unique, and we're excited about it. We're looking to address that group of folks who are having difficulty accessing a service. So we're going to be primarily Medicaid based, which means we're going to bill Medicaid for that ABA service, and we will do a small amount towards your more conventional insurances like Humana, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, those types of services, but it'll be like an 85% Medicaid service, you know, 15% conventional insurance service, so we can start to kind of chip away at the length of time a young family is waiting to access assistance by way of a behavior person coming into their home or them going to a clinic to get that ongoing training on how to support someone that might have might be on the autism spectrum. So we're excited about that.
Could you describe detail, however you want to put it? You talk about services in this program. What's kind of like a day in the life? What does that look like in terms of working with these folks? As you said, it's a very high need.
It is a high need, and it's a specialized service. So basically, a BCBA, a board certified behavior analyst, someone that's had unique and special training and certification, will come out and evaluate the needs that the child or the individual might have, and then they develop a plan of care, and they'll have someone come in, it's called an RBT, will come in and provide weekly, monthly, it just depends on the need, how often or how frequent, but they'll come in and work with the family, they'll work with the individual to meet goals that will help them become more independent, feel like they're a little more capable of managing whatever the need might be, and it's something that can start early in life. It can carry on through school, and it is something that's available through state plan Medicaid. It's just difficult to find providers that can provide the level of Medicaid reimbursement that is needed to meet that need. So that's what makes this unique, is that we're just really targeting the person that doesn't have that secondary insurance.
And what's kind of the long-term goal here?
Just to help a person be as independent as they can be, whatever that means to that person.
I have a cousin who is on the spectrum, and one of the things that when he was much younger, because he's about, I guess, 15 or so years younger than me, it was about these programs and services that you're talking about. It was about communication, how to communicate with him and how to handle certain things, certain situations. And, you know, that becomes helpful because, you know, for some parents, you know, had never dealt with the situation. They need to be taught and need to be shown how to handle it.
And we've been working with folks. This is an area of great need on our service list. And so we see that we're going to have to provide more than we have in the past in this area. So we're doing this year a social group for young adults. Like, you know, how do I ask somebody out on a date, or what's something I could expect if I go in to put a job application in? Just whatever it might be, whatever social situation it might be, trying to work with folks to help them talk through things that are concerning to them and find strategies. Again, our specialized staff are doing these groups. I wouldn't know what to tell them, but they do. And we'd like to expand that as this program grows to do social groups for young, you know, for kids, for preteens, for teenagers. So just expanding what we've started to be more global in our approach, you know, for families just to have options, you know, whatever might work for them and whatever they might need, just to have something that they can reach out and say, hey, this might be beneficial to my child, and I'd like to give it a shot. And again, of course, we're not charging for social groups. Those things are free. We do those. We feel that we need to be a community resource for folks, whether or not they receive any other service from us or not. So these are open to the public, and we, of course, have our calendars of events and those things on our website, so folks can go on there and see what we have available now, and that will expand next year. Calendars come out in January. We expect to see more of these types of activities to kind of broaden out those autism services that we have available.
I'm going to take a little side path for those listening to this and don't still quite understand what MaxAbilities does. Every year, you need to go to the Coliseum at Winthrop University, end of June, early July, and check out this basketball camp that you guys do. And it's the highlight for me every year covering you guys, to see the looks on these kids' faces, and even all the way up to, what is it, 22?
21.
And It's an inclusive basketball camp, and you just, gosh, you just love to see the looks on their faces, because it's, you guys offer programs and opportunities for these kids to do things that they normally wouldn't be able to have the opportunity to do every month or even every week. So that basketball camp, I just had to give you guys a shout out. We covered it a lot, but it's Mike Simmel.
Bounce Out the Stigma is
Bounce
the
Out
camp.
The Stigma,
yes,
is what it's called. And you guys try to do programs like that throughout the year, but that's just one that's probably one of the more bigger programs, because Winthrop is hosting it, and it's at the Coliseum. And to see all the Winthrop assistant coaches, we had Mitchell Hill talk to us. Chuck Ray was there, and you had the Winthrop players mixing it up. I didn't realize that the Winthrop players worked with the kids every morning. I didn't realize that. I just saw like the end of it where they were signing autographs and stuff. They work with them every day. So props to you guys. I know it's just one small thing of all the things that you do, but it's a way for many people to just kind of see the positive impact that you're making in our community of York County kids that have that.
Well, it's a lot of fun. That's one of my favorite weeks of the year too. And it's our foundation funds that, so they raise money all year from, you know, and the folks in this community support that foundation. You know, those are donations that we're getting, our fundraising efforts pay for us to be able to employ Mike to come down for a week and put the camp on. And then, of course, Winthrop, you can't say enough nice things about the sports program there. They have their hands in so many things that are so beneficial to the community, and we're just excited that they hold a little space for us and welcome us with open arms every year. They've been wonderful to work with.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, stop now for our mid-program break. Want to remind you that you are listening to Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders at Substation 2. They make fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. But how do they do it with a special type of ingredient? We'll say it on the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Back with more.
If it's 12, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If you have tried traditional weight loss methods of diet, exercise, and medications and failed to see lasting results, you may be a candidate for bariatric surgery at Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill. Our three board-certified surgeons have performed more than 1,000 minimally invasive robotic surgical weight loss procedures, which can be very effective in long-term management of weight. Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, offering comprehensive weight management and weight loss services supporting patients on their journey to wellness. Learn more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
I love their fresh meats and the sweet wheat bread.
The bread, their quality meats, and their prices.
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Also with us today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at andersongriggs.com. Also with us today, Good Pharmacy and Piedmont Medical Center. We are here with Michelle Schaefer of Max Abilities, and a lot of topics to run through. And Michelle, one thing that I am super excited about, I had some conversations with you and some of your folks just a couple of weeks ago about phase three of Miracle Park. If you drive down Eden Terrace across from the Coliseum, you will see the dirt moved. You will see some structures starting to come about, and this is very exciting because a big portion of that is Phase 3. So we had Alice Davis and some other folks on Straight Talk and Palmetto Mornings in the recent month or so talk about Phase 2. Take me to Phase 3, because it's all happening in one fell swoop, correct? Is that right?
It is. All the building, the final construction is all in one fell swoop because it was more cost effective to do that way. But it can be a little confusing. So Phase 2 is the end of the recreation part of Miracle Park. You know, that's where all of the fields are going to be and all of the programming through the recreation department.
That's the education building as well?
Correct.
Okay.
So all of those things, there's going to be all kinds of new things at the end of that. But Phase 2 ends recreation. And Phase 3 is about employment. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a retail space. And a lot of the details haven't been ironed out yet, and we're not going to dig into all of that yet. I'll let Jamie Dagenhart, who was our commercial retail manager, talk about those specifics. But basically, the focus of Phase 3 is having businesses come and work on site there at the park, and each of the businesses will have some type of employment of people that are in our service list.
Yeah.
So maybe you've never been able to have or keep a job. We're going to have job coaches that are going to be there to help you learn job skills, very much like we do at the York Coffee Roastery now.
I was about to bring that up because that's kind of an example of what you guys are bringing to Miracle Park.
That was our first foray into what we call a micro business, or a business where it isn't funded through the conventional DHHS funding through the waiver that we have for our other programs. But it's a business that stands alone, and the money that we make perpetuates the business.
Spend a minute on York Coffee Roastery for those that don't know, if you don't mind.
Sure. York Coffee Roastery has been around for several years now, mm-hmm. in York, and we roast coffee. We contract with the Clover School District and the York School Districts and their special ed departments, and we bring folks in. We teach job skills with the goal of helping them to secure employment after they leave school. And a lot of the kids that come into the program, it's their first job, so they're learning how to give eye contact when a customer comes in. They're learning how to follow a recipe to roast coffee, how to roast coffee, how to clean the machines, how to label and weigh coffee, you know, how to ship packages. So all of the behind the scenes work, they're learning and doing for us, and they're getting paid to do that. So we're taking that same concept and we're applying it to new businesses, which we haven't determined all of that yet.
Well, but
the concept is surely there, and it's going to be a great opportunity, not just to give folks a place to play, mm-hmm. but a place for them to work.
Absolutely. I don't know how much I can say publicly about some of the conversations that I had with you guys, because there were a lot of ideas thrown out that you guys are currently at Mex Abilities working through, trying to see if this would work, those certain partnerships. And all I got to say is it is very exciting, even if half the ideas that you guys threw out come to fruition. It's incredibly exciting about what that could be at the end of Phase 3 for Miracle
Well,
Park.
It's just that whole public-private cooperative effort, just with a slightly different focus. So we're working with Winthrop Life and developing those relationships. We are very excited about what this could mean down the road.
I don't know if I've ever asked you this, Michelle. Is Phase 3, when it's all said and done, you know, having those businesses, having your folks and your services work those businesses, is that the first of its kind, at least in this region? Is there any conversation that you're having with maybe other parks similar?
It's not a completely unique concept, but it most certainly is a very expanded concept.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see a shop here, a shop there, but we've never seen the approach where a group of shops together that have the common focus of teaching job skills. And I think that's one thing that makes it unique, and it's just located in a place that's already unique from the standpoint of all of the
all-inclusive.
It's the inclusion and just how the community has kind of wrapped its arms around the whole concept. And we're just excited to just take that in a slightly different direction. And I'm sure that the community will support that as well.
Well, when you talk about community support, it's a great segue for Savor the Flavors, which is coming up in October at the White Home. It's a great event if you've never been. I mean, at the very least, even if you don't know the cause that you're supporting, you're getting a great meal. It's a great time with so many people in the community. You're going to see so many of your friends. And it's the 10th anniversary of this event. So tell me what Savor the Flavors is.
That is our foundation's, the York County Disabilities Foundation, the foundation that has spearheaded the Miracle Park build, and they're raising funds for that. This is for our general fund. The Savor the Flavors is the only fundraiser that we do currently that supports the general fund of the foundation, which is kind of the backbone of services. They step in where conventional funding isn't available. So if a family has a financial need and they don't have a means to pay, they can, you know, they can talk to their case manager, they can come to our foundation, and we have a small pot of money that helps with, you know, things that come up out of the blue. Right now we're funding a lot of summer camp activities, you know, that families might not have the funds for.
Kind of like the basketball camp we talked about.
Yeah. And that camp is free. All you have to do is sign up for it. So it's the foundation does a lot of things that supports Maxability's mission that aren't as publicized as the large Miracle Park fundraisers are, and they're equally important. It helps us support our staff. You know, we have 235 staff members, and, you know, public funding doesn't really allow for things like a bonus at Christmas or, you know, a little attaboy for doing a good job. And the foundation kind of helps support that. They'll give us a certain amount of money every year to help us just recognize and incentivize our staff, which is vital.
And that's October the 2nd at the White Home. A lot of great food, a lot of great a lot of great things. I was trying to figure out cold beverages and vivations.
Well, actually, we're talking about there's going to be a signature drink of some sort this year to celebrate the 10th anniversary. There's a new logo. All of this will be going out, I would say, in the next week or so. It'll be hitting our Facebook page, our social media, and those types of things. We're just ironing out a few final details to make it as easy as we can for folks to participate. And we're just super excited about a few new activities to celebrate this being a successful fundraiser for 10 years.
Great fundraiser, great event. Real quick, got about 90 seconds, I think. Hiring at Maxabilities, you guys are always hiring, always looking for new folks. And, you know, some of the ads that we've played in the last year or two kind of shows what it's like to work there and hearing the folks that you work with.
Yeah, we're always hiring. We have 235 staff. We have 30 programs. There's always something going on. And we're just looking for people that want a job but also want to have a deeper meaning to their job. This is a job where you have to give a little bit of yourself, but I promise you, you'll get more in return from the folks that you're supporting. We have varied jobs, varied shifts. Again, you can go on our website and you can get additional information. You can call our office. Our main number is 628-5999, and you can ask for our HR department. And they'll be happy to share with you some of the opportunities that are available currently. But we're always looking for the right people, not just a person.
Very good. Great way to end it. Michelle, thank you so much. 30 minutes flies by, as always, here on Straight Talk. I want to remind you that we are live at Substation 2, across street from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. And at Substation 2, they make fresh subs and salads. How do they do it? With a special set of ingredients on 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden. My thanks to Michelle with Maxabilities. Ashley Lang will be back tomorrow.